Blog Talk Radio. This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl.
We're controlling this.
No.
Big ups to everybody tuning into the show. We about to get started. I had a little technical difficulties getting the show, getting on the line. Blog Talk wouldn't let me on, but we have some callers in the building already. 215-298. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello, Philadelphia Gates, man. What's good? What's good? What's good?
Yo, Mel. What's good?
H. Fizzy. What's going on, man?
Definitely chilling, you know what I'm saying? Falling back on a Tuesday night. We're going to have some fun. We got a fun topic for the night. Philly Shine is going down, everybody. My special guests are going to be the ladies from PhillyItGirls.com. Mimi and Yo-Yo definitely doing great things in Philly. And she said, fellas, y'all can ask her anything. Now, this is from Yolanda. Yolanda said, fellas, ask her anything. So call up tonight, 646-929-0172. I'm back off of Sunday. I can't really do a show, but thank you for everybody who still called in and tuned in. Like, sometimes it's funny, but I'm very appreciative of how many people who call in and support the show. We also got some new music from our boy, the new Storm Boy, KM Lynx, in the building. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Honest? I didn't know I was open. What's going on with you? How you doing tonight?
Yeah. Chilling. Definitely showing love. Got your music uploaded. Let me get to it in a minute. Definitely shout out to my boy, Buck Bandit, TV Magazine, YolaSite.com. I'm going to go into some music from him, and then we're going to get him on the line. We're going to show love tonight. So definitely, everybody, just tune in.
You know what it is, the kid Buck Bean DeReno, CEO slash host of Buck Bean the TV.
And I'm here to tell y'all to log in to Buck Bean the TV magazine.yolasite.com.
Say what? That's Buck Bean the TV magazine.yolasite.com. Philly's number one underground network. You're listening to
On Fire Philly Shine
on BBTV. You know what it is, bring it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at when I cook up, you can see I'm by my mugger.
Yeah.
Niggas playing hard when they sweet like sugar.
Yeah.
When I come through, niggas all shook up.
Yeah,
I'm top, bitch. All you gotta do is look up.
Okay.
Look at when I cook up, you can see I'm by my mugger.
Yeah.
Niggas playing hard when they sweet like sugar.
Yeah.
When I come through, niggas all shook up.
Yeah,
I'm top, bitch. All you gotta do is look up.
Yeah.
Hey, little nigga, use a lane. You can concentrate songs in your career and do a thing.
Damn,
I ain't who? I ain't never seen a blame. Treat you like baby boy with that ass.
Bing,
you ain't never shoot a thing. Fucking hard when this nigga fragile like Sting. But Bean DeReno, name and I done it all. I ball, something similar to John Wall. Always got your hand out, nigga get lost. For that paper, I'm erasing, gotta get you brick
tall.
Constantly the pushing, pushing lead the shoving, shoving lead the blocking, the niggas ducking and
look
running.
Look at what I cook up, you can see I'm by my mugger.
Niggas playing hard when they sweet like sugar. When I come through, niggas all shook up.
Yeah,
I'm top, bitch. All you gotta do is look up. Look at what I cook up, you can see I'm by my mugger. Niggas playing hard when they sweet like sugar. When I come through, niggas all shook up.
Yeah,
I'm top, bitch. All you gotta do is look up.
Yeah, big ups to my boy. That was Reno. You know, that guy, Buck Bandit, TV Magazine, YolaSite.com. It is the home for Philly Shine Radio. So make sure you guys go on there, click, check out the new pictures, the new promotions, the new Barbies. Like, shout out to your new Barbies, Reno.
Hot. Hot. She definitely is hot.
You said what?
I said she definitely is hot. Like, I can't even front.
Okay. Who's definitely hot? Which one?
The new Barbies, like all the new ones that came along.
So you make it seem like you talking about one in particular. I'm like, well, which one you talking about singular? I was talking about them all together.
Yeah, so was I. That's what I was saying. Like, they all hot. You know what I'm saying?
You be saying like a perv sometimes. I'm not even going to lie.
Hot girl. I do.
I'm not even going to lie. Yes,
you do. No, maybe your mind just in the gutter.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. That could happen. But we chillin'. I got some new music from my peoples, Hemo Braille. Also, y'all can check him out on Twitter, HemoBrown. The track is called Lock You Down. So we're going to check out what's good with that. It's a fly brother. But all Philly, you know what I mean? So tonight is about Philly. Even though I'm going to play some music for my peoples from OT, shout out to Street Lotto, Looney Tunes, Lou Rider, everybody. Big ups to all you all. But my guests are in the building. I told you guys, I've been saying it all day on Twitter, on Facebook, texting everybody. The Philly It Girls are in the building.
Aww.
Hey.
Mm. Hold up, hold up, Bug. I gotta give you the part.
Yeah, I got the sound effects. I'm a cheerful.
Now, get one for yourself. I know you don't take orders, but you deserve one, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I give me some all the time, you know what I mean? Definitely give me some. This is the I be driving people crazy. Last night, I was on my homie's show or whatever, and I don't know if I came across as cocky or whatever, but, like, everybody who listened to it just couldn't get over it. I was just telling them how big my ass is, like 52 inches around or whatever. And they just, like, 52 inches. Damn.
You can't tell from the picture they had. You can tell.
I know, right? You can tell. It's not no secret. It definitely
I'm
no
jealous. What's your secret? What do you do? This is Yo-Yo. I'm trying to use the list.
Yo-Yo. All right, wait. Let's introduce you, ladies, and we'll talk about how
okay,
we got the booty
okay.
to be big. Because I think it had something to do with Mama and Papa. Shout out to you guys. Love y'all. So, you know.
I'm thinking we got KM Links on the line. I'm not sure if it's him or not.
Yeah, we already said hi to him.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what's
okay.
up, Ren? What's good? What's good?
What's good?
Hi.
Hey, man. Working, brother. Philly It Girls. What's up with y'all?
Hello, darling. How are you?
All right, so let's introduce the Philly It Girls to everybody on Philly Shine, and we want to talk about everything tonight. Edible lotions, asses, boy or anything. Yes.
What the fuck I done walked into?
So we know you are not going to participate, Mr. Whoever you are. I forget what I call you. I forget your nickname. Incognito, Mr. Frontman. But Philly It Girls, introduce yourselves, please.
Okay, this is Yo-Yo, PR star, and Mimi Honey. We're here with our gentleman friends. Say hi.
Hi, y'all.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Like, I'm sitting up here with a bottle of Jose Cuervo traditional.
Ooh, that sounds like a better party.
Yeah, because like, I think this stuff a little more than Patron, and I like tequila. It's real good. Yeah, we all got company. That's what's up. Shout out to everybody's company.
No, not that kind of company.
My company a little depressive, but effective. Just not to say the least.
Watching the game. No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are the Lakers losing?
Somebody looking to go to overtime.
So are the Lakers losing? What's the score? I just want to know if the Lakers losing. Yes or no?
Are the Lakers losing? They're winning. They're winning right now.
Yo, man, I can't hear them get another ring. Fuck
I can. Kobe.
Shut up. Yeah, like, whatever. I think LeBron's greater, but we're not
no
talking
tip.
About that tonight. I will hang up on you. Okay, we're not going to be going back and forth. I'm going to actually premiere my boy KM Link's track on Philly Shine Deeper. I can't pronounce his feature. Who you have on the track?
The JCO.
Look at you. You was all wrong.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, you got it right.
JCO.
So it's definitely cool. Much love to the new Stormboy, KM Link. So, but this is Deeper, featuring his people, JCI.
Deeper.
We gonna set that up too. Hold up.
Oh, okay.
We got to set that up too. But this is KM Link Deeper. He do got that swag of him.
Yeah. I know it's been a long time. You changed.
I've changed.
I'm gonna let you know the boy KM ain't about no game. In the JCI. Bring it in.
Do you like it fast? Do you like it slow? This ain't by my game. So just let me know. I wanna go deeper, deeper. I wanna go deeper, deeper.
Would I be out of line if I said what's on my mind? With no gimmicks, no games, and no pickup lines. So what's the chances of you leaving out this club with me? We can buy bottles and be out of that door. We met in 98 and you're still keeping the faith. We used to slow dance to touch me and tease me by case. I was so young and dumb, ain't know what freaking was about. But I'm a grown man, now finna turn your ass out. Educated and independent, baby, she got her own. We both wearing the crown, king and queen on the throne. My truck got 26s, her truck got 28. She ain't worried about my bread, they be getting her own cake. I suggested we go to mine, she insisted on.
Y'all need to go to bugbandtvmagazine.yolasite.com
and go check that out.
Go get that interview. so you can put a face to the music. Cause yeah, you killed that shit.
I see. Yeah, you definitely did. I like that joint. That joint was on some old lovey dovey shit. I like it. real smooth. Real. You know what? Just because of that, I'm gonna ask you the topic question first, going deeper. The topic question of the night is: have you ever used one of those edible lotions? You know, like Kiss with, mint. What is no Kiss mint? They kind of.
Oh, you mean like that blow that rub and it get hot lotion and shit?
Yeah, the rub and get hot lotion. I got a couple of lotions. We fresh off a couple of sex toy demonstration parties. Shout out to the All About You experience and also Party Girl Smooches. I got some glitter powder that tastes like cherry. I got some strawberry mousse stuff. Oh shit. I ain't used none of that. whipped cream.
You ain't using none of these slacking, baby. You ain't using
none. I'm doing business. It's crazy in that department right now in my life, but I'm all right. I'm a strong woman.
That's a whole nother story, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cool. I just got it, though. Like, I only had it 2 weeks. Like, come on.
Damn, that's long enough.
So how long would you have the KY warming special taste in liquid before you use it? What is it?
What?
Go to Rite Aid, buy it, and use it right away?
No. No, I don't know, man. It depends, man. You know, especially being in a relationship, that shit might be gone in a week. You know what I mean? You get a good week.
Oh,
you
no,
get a good week.
Now tell me, what have you used? Like, what was the edible lotion you used?
It was the pina colada shit. I got that shit from off South Street. What's that shit called?
Kingdom.
I got it from Kind of Kingdom and shit. You know what I'm saying? And we had some pina colada shit, man. You know, we worked that shit out. That thing was on everywhere on her body that night. I think the first night we damn near used half the bottle and shit because that shit was like something different and so exciting and shit. You know what I mean? She was like, oh, shit, the shit warm up. Yeah. Like the shit really warm up. When you blow it, you rub it on and that shit blow. And you blow on that shit.
And then you lick it. What happens when
you taste it? Yeah, then you lick it. Yeah, pina colada, baby, every time.
Okay, that's
a weird ass flavor. I can see you said like strawberry, cherry.
Pina colada.
Pina colada
is good. But
yeah.
Pina colada already implies that it's going to be creamy, so that's just sexy right away. Like, pina colada. And then it says it starts with P. Like, sorry,
wow.
Billy and girls are my guests for the night. Hey, ladies, tell us all a little bit about your website, the promotion that you do, and, like, even, like, the services you have available.
Okay, so Philly It Girls is a blog. We like to call ourselves an e-magazine because blogs are so got a bad name these days. They become all about gossip and about who's wearing what.
But you got some of that, though, too. We going.
Yeah, no,
I've been on it.
We're about. So we put the name on there a little bit because we're a little different because everyone wants a gossip. Don't get us wrong. But we just feel that Philly doesn't have the shine that some other states have. Like Atlanta, if you go to their blog, it's all about Atlanta and Atlanta celebrities. Or the same with New York. Like, we got, like, Philly has talent here, too, so we wanted to bring some of that to light. So, and also, it's like there's no difference between a Philly celebrity and a celebrity. Like, you're a celebrity. Like, so you're going to be on the same page with Jay-Z. You're going to be on the same page with Beyonce and Rihanna and Drake because you're just as important. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no separation. So that's where, how we blend it all together. So that's how we're different.
I'm in good company because if anybody ever reads the description for Philly Shine, I definitely try to give artists that celebrity treatment, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's get to know how you started and everything like that and what you're doing now. So I applaud you. Like, that's another reason why through my homie, Double D, I invited you ladies to be my co-host at Diamond Spotlight.
Double D.
Yeah,
toxic.
Okay, that's what I did. That would
not
be
really,
that top one.
We feel like it.
I know. I be feeling like he my everything to Tyler.
Yeah.
My brother, my dad, my freaking fake husband. Like, you telling me with it, boo? Like, oh, good. But he be looking out, though.
Yeah, he definitely does. He's a good person, definitely. I don't know if y'all know, but he was, I don't know if he wants to tell us, but he was in a motorcycle accident. So,
yeah,
we
definitely
praying
for his speedy healing recovery.
Definitely. He probably, hope he don't be mad, but sorry.
Nah. You know he's sensitive, but hey, it is.
You said it, I ain't saying
it. Hey, he knows. Hey, the fuck.
He's a sweetheart, though.
That's my good heart. You know what, like, For all, Double D is my friend so bad. I remember somebody was trying to tell him some crazy stuff that I did or whatever, and I'll admit, I was in my bag a little bit, but the second the person was like, yeah, they was drooling, honest fire, he like, honest fire, and just stopped the whole conversation right there and called me and to see what's good with me to make sure I was cool. That's a fucking friend for you. Now, a real friend, like, if they starting to hear some shit, then your name come up, they like, hold up, let me get her on the phone, hear her side first.
Let me tell you what's going on, exactly.
Like, niggas don't even do that shit no more, but that is how real of a friend he is. And I ain't put nobody out there, you know what I'm saying, real much, but he definitely is a real good friend. And we going to get real good. And I already told everybody, yo, you said they can ask you whatever they want. So
that was Mimi, honey.
Mimi said that.
But, you know, I'll go along with it because we're a team. So, yeah, girl, if you go
okay
with me, we'll ride out together.
So. Okay. I know how that is. Speaking of my girls, like, me and my girlfriend, we would even trip and play it off together. Like,
yes.
Like, my baby, shout out to my model and one of my best friends, Amy, just walked, called in the line. Hey, girl.
Amy,
hey,
baby.
Amy.
What's up, man? What's up, man?
We got
too many guys. See, I can't be talking to no guys right now. Like, y'all just need to shush.
Y'all just what?
Right now.
What?
Guys,
they
what?
Need to shush. They need to shush.
We gonna rub it and make
if I do something strange, like
we gonna rub it and make Amy feel better. Definitely shout out to Amy.
Yo,
that's my girl.
Somebody like, need to come make me feel better right now.
What's wrong?
You don't even want to know.
We gonna sidebar with Amy because I won't play that shit. We definitely ride out for our friends. And right now, showing love to some of my friends. Like, we started off a little sweet and, you know, just talking about going deep and feelings and emotions. That shit over. Shout out to my boy, Street Lotto. Just had a mixtape release at the ATL. We gonna get a little tougher. And then we talk more about this edible lotion.
Okay. Lotto. 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 Please forgive me of my sins. Take the pain away.
Black beans with the black on black rims.
It's over.
Tint with the halogenic gleam.
It's over.
Baby girl says she wanna take a steam.
It's over.
Recession lotto. Where you been?
It's over.
Luai know it's over. JB know it's over. DJ Dana Raymond, Tommy V know it's over. What you niggas know about lottery? I thought I told you. Lotto been a rider. Lotto is a roller. Lotto was a general. Lotto got some soldiers. Niggas slept on Lotto, then his shoulder with the folder. Lotto get you open, yet and still he is a closer. You ain't about your money, I thought you don't approach him. Approach him, that nigga's back away. Back away, that nigga's back away. Get off that weak shit like every day is Saturday. If you can't relate, then I suggest that you go right away. I got these girls grouped up around a lot of chicks. Now that the whips stay cooped
I'm in the flame, blowing loose chains. Lame sitting hang if they was dangling for my loose chains. Hello, the D the jacket match the shell toe. Walking on the cloud, feel like I smoke to have an elbow. We pop a band with every stripper on the dance floor. You ain't breaking bread, what the hell your ass here for? Let me in.
It's over.
Recession over. Where you been?
It's over.
On the line, getting money like we're poster. Falling in the club with the bottles getting towed up. Grab a cigarette full of sacks and then we post up. Grab the baddest part to be confined, now we toast up.
Black Benz with the black on black rim.
It's over.
With the halogenic gleam.
It's over.
Baby girl say she wanna take a spin. I think I'm on my last glass. Green lemon 60 and I'm 40 miles fast. My nigga passed that. Lotto, that's that good. I'm off that yak, I'm off that wish a nigga would. 100 haters on that wish a nigga could shit. Old school on 23s, guess I'm on that bullshit. A classic, 69 Chevelle. I'm getting to the money, little buddy, can't you tell? I tell, I'm doing it the long way. Look like, smell like money, cause it's on me. Shorty say I'm stuck up, I be acting phony. Now she wanna win the lotto, baby, before she didn't know me.
On the line, getting money like we're poster. Falling in the club with the bottles getting towed up. Grab a cigarette full of dust and then we post up. Grab the baddest part to be confined and now we toast up.
Black Benz with the black on black rim.
It's over.
With the halogenic gleam. Say she wanna take a spin.
It's over.
Recession over. Where you been?
It's over.
My boy. See, we got a little tagged out on the show. Shout out to KM Link, though. He definitely killed this Sunday. That was crazy. Like, damn, like, I really wanted to get off the stage and just watch you from the crowd. Like, rarely people make me do that. Like, when I'm on stage, get my little mama on, you know, fucking the people set, doing what I want to do. That's all I do. I definitely wanted to watch you definitely go hard. But that was my boy, Street Lotto. My guest for the night, other lovely, beautiful, talented, ambitious Philly It Girls. That's PhillyItGirls.com.
Philly It Girl.
Yeah. Like, you ladies are very thorough. Like, I mean, just even from, like, my first time meeting you guys in person and then just talking to you, like, when you're in good company, you're able to make some real good moves and good connections. And I want to ask, like, how was your experience for, like, coming to the different events that I've had going on, you know what I mean, interacting with me as a, I guess you could say, Philly celebrity?
Yeah, that's fun, definitely. The Diamond Spotlight, shout out to Seema, who helped us co-host.
It's harder than it looks. Y'all do y'all,
yeah, y'all
thing.
Y'all do y'all thing. It is harder.
Y'all get up there, y'all teach a crowd, y'all be engaged, like, because that's really always a part of it when y'all around. You've always been real down to earth since the first time that we met you as well. You always been real positive, like anything you want to do, you can do anything together, like let us know. I'm all for helping each other out. So we definitely appreciate that because you know how Philly can be. It's like real crazy out here sometimes, but you definitely, if you were the example, Philly would be on and popping.
Oh, yeah, I think about you guys. Shut up, yeah. I wish motherfuckers would. Not be all fucking dumb and shit, at least a little bit. Like, leave the dumb shit alone, please. Like, I'll be ready to snap sometimes. Like, because I don't want to lose all the shit that I have and I don't want to get locked up or whatever, I don't even react to some of this shit. But come on, people. Like, let's really get it together. But before I ask you guys the topic question, I want to know.
No,
we're going to talk about it, and Amy too, even though I'm sure she doesn't even want to hear it, because, like, I don't even want to hear it, because I got all these bottles ain't even used yet my damn stuff. I'm ready to start licking myself. Like, what the fuck is this going to? You know. But no, on some real shit, I do love myself. If I can eat my pussy, I'll be a weirdo. Y'all wouldn't see me. I'll be all looking like a turtle and shit, all back all curled up. Like, what's up with Alice? Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm going there. We have some fun. Shout out to everybody who's joining in the show and called in. But I want to know, you know what I mean? I guess, Mimi, you can answer this question. Like, why should you visit PhillyItGirl.com?
Why should you
visit PhillyItGirl.com?
Well, not only do we have, like, the latest entertainment news, but we also interview Philly celebrities, you know, and that's so important that Philly celebrities get their chance to shine, because a lot of times they're not going to be on the media takeout or the TMZ, and that's where Philly It Girls comes in. So if you got it, please follow us on Twitter, hit us up on Facebook, send us your press kit, ypfchange@gmail.com, and we'll put you on. Like tomorrow, like we're so serious. So that's why you should visit PhillyItGirls.com.
That's what's up. Good answer, Mimi. Now I'm going to take another caller, and then we got to ask you guys a topic question because we have fun with Philly Shine. Like, we talk about music, but we also talk about whatever else. But 267-770, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's the deal? What's good, ladies? It's your boy, Red Face.
Hey, Red Face. Red Face. Like, the crowd goes, wow. Welcome to the crowd, brother.
What's the deal? I heard you had the Philly It Girls out there. You know, I'm a big fan.
Hey,
that's what's up. See, Red, and you brought Red Face now she to the show. But shout out to him. He does. Everybody listening on Philly Shine, I do show him love on the show, like, bigging him up crazy, because he actually has an event that he's been consistent with, and it's, like, so passionate, and I think that he does represent the good company that I stay in, you know what I mean? Like, even though we all are into music, into raps, and we hang out in crazy neighborhoods, sometimes you got to get back to the hood, and Red Face, now she has a group, Feed the Hood. Tell us a little bit about
that. Red Face, yes.
And he's the hot-ass rapper who killed my stage last Sunday, I do say so. Even though I had to almost drag you off. He likes to be on the stage. Like, what's up with that, Red Face? I'm sitting there, like, right on the side. He's doing, like, four songs. Like, fuck it, I'm not cheating. I don't even know.
I thought I was headlining that, Joe. My bad.
I got it.
Feed the Hood, though, you know, it's just something, man, something else for the city, man, to really, you know, come together, like, you know what I mean? It's something for us to use as artists. It's something for the, you know, the old people to do after church. Like, it's something for the kids to do because it's always kid-friendly. Like, it's just something to basically keep people together. Like, sooner or later, you know what I mean, we trying to go global with that thing because, like, you know what I mean, there's always somebody that, you know, need a meal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like, when you sit down and eat with somebody, you know what I'm saying, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be like a, you know, a friendly situation. You know what I mean? Food always brings people together in a positive way. So that's what Feed the Hood all about. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do.
Definitely.
I love
Shout out to y'all. You came through, too. Huh? You know what I mean? You came through last week.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
oh, you guys were there. Me and Driz definitely came through the building. Like, we came outside, you know what I mean? Show some love, got in behind the camera. Thank you so much. But don't go nowhere because we still having fun. Like, even though, you know, I'm a diverse individual. Like, you find me with the kids, you know what I mean, helping them out, not cursing, you know what I mean? And then also I do hang out at strip clubs with strippers and stuff like that, and we also be in the back blocks. Like, you got to be diverse. Like, ain't nothing wrong with that. Like, just be
right.
safe.
I mean, it's
like,
part of being real. It's part of being real. Like, you know what I mean?
I really think it's just all about a part of being real. And I put the responsibility that the adults, like, don't have your kids down Philly Shine because they're, an adult show. Speaking of how adult the show is, I'm going to start with Yolanda with the topic question of the night. You know, we all, you know, you got company. You might have a couple bottles in there. But no, have you ever used any of the edible lotions? And, like, what was...
You guys are going to laugh and think I'm a lame, but I've never used any.
I've never used them either.
My friend said I'm not freaky enough. I mean, that's why I didn't want to answer the question. Maybe not. Y'all just nasty, okay?
You know what?
I like good old wholesome sex, man and a woman.
You know what? Like, I'm with you because I've never, I myself, you know what I mean? Don't cut us off. Yeah, me, that's how I am too, like.
I come all ready, packaged, ready to go.
Yeah, I that's how I feel too. That's why another reason why I think I haven't even touched these bottles or whatever. But they kept seem interesting, and that's why I had the topic.
On the commercial, when the man and the woman, and it's like a big boom. I wonder what that feels like, but I'm not spending that money. Like, I'm.
Yeah, I know. I seen it in the store was like $15. I'm like, what the hell is stupid. I could make my tongue shake real fast and it vibrate and feel warm. What y'all talk about, like?
And then I don't want a guy to get comfortable, like, thinking that, nah. Let me see what you got.
You know what? That's what's up. Ain't never. I've never used them either. The only thing I've actually done or whatever was I let my boyfriend eat me out with, like, peaches or whatever. Like,
okay.
Like that. I told him he couldn't put it, like, in my vagina area because, like, if you put sugar down there, it's like you could get a yeast infection. No, he just, like, put the peaches, like, all on my stomach and would just, like, eat me out. Then he would come up and eat a peach, and then he just,
Who that talking right there? That's me.
That was Honest Fire. No, that was Honest. And,
okay.
I was talking to Yolanda. But we also have another, the Storm Big Man in the building. Key West is calling in. Welcome to the show, Key West.
Yo, Key West.
What's up, ladies? My man, KM Links, what's good? I'm on chill tonight.
Yeah, Amy in the building. Amy just said Key West.
Amy, what's up, baby?
I need a better Amy, what's up, baby, than that. Come on.
Sorry, yo, everybody getting their things on. I'm a little, yeah, I'm in tonight.
I don't care about everybody.
Amy, what's up, baby? Amy, what's up?
You Key West.
All right. I let you ride today.
No.
Key West is
fatigued like a mug, but I'm on here.
I'm about to go. Amy, come get me. I got a new stun gun. I'm going to go see Key West.
Got a
sun gun. Oh, what is that noise?
That's my sun gun. This one crazy.
Oh, yo, you gone, yo. I thought somebody was blowing their nose, yo.
Yo,
that's
I swear to God.
Hold on,
I swear to God, if I had this sun gun on Sunday, I'd have used it.
Oh, God.
Hold on, you said you got a new sun gun. You about to get
you bad.
We're going to wait. We will give Key West a little stun. It's like, no. But, you know, I'm going to take a little stun gun.
I'm going to get my real gun.
I need two stun guns. Big ass Key West. But no, it's cool, Key West. You can be chill. We'll let you be chill for the night.
No, I'm with y'all, though. I'm with y'all. I had to, you know what I mean, take care of some things real quick. But I'm with y'all now, you know what I mean?
We also got Reno on the line. And everybody,
Reno. Please
understand, we're going to be busy all weekend. This Friday, I'm right back at the 69th Street Lounge hosting an event. It's going to be crazy. This time it's a drop and load contest. Everybody's free until 11. Drink specials from 9 to 11. And this Saturday is a pure white event.
Yeah.
Mill Creek Tavern.
We'll be in the building.
I'm going to have a couple of minis.
Give me some all white to wear.
Yeah, man. On some real, like, this white gown going to be crazy. And I hope all the naysayers that we be having all show their face in the building, because the Goonies gonna be in the building. This ain't Sunday. The Goonies gonna be in the building. That's for whoever wanna take it, wherever they wanna take it to.
Do I gotta wear all white? Can I wear like all black?
Exactly what you were saying, honey.
He's gangster, yeah. Like, and I'ma have my stun guns for everybody. Like,
no, we don't even need no stun guns. I hope the haters do show up.
No, I just wanna stun a person and laugh at them. Like, I don't even care if you shoot them, kick them, punch them afterwards.
You know what? I would like to see that.
I would just do it because. I was about to pass out for 10 minutes. I have a long word. Back to the subject. All right, back to
honest. Remember they stunned the boy in that, what movie was that, The Hangover? He's like, the face.
Yo, man, that shit hurt. I got tasered before in my ass cheek. That shit hurt.
What, you
got tasered before? You got tasered before?
No, I was younger, and they was playing with that shit, and fucking,
they just ran up and tased me in my ass.
I know, that's a little freaky, trying to get a little freaky exorcist.
I probably was trying to read the line.
Who on the line so I can give everybody the proper respect?
Of course, on the line. We have our guest, Philly It Girl, Yolanda, Yo-Yo, and Mimi.
Oh, man, how y'all doing?
Oh, that's how you talk to them? Really, Key West?
Hey, Amy,
oh, man, we all
you.
Jealous. Like, no, I'm
Key West.
Hold on,
Amy
and Honest, I see y'all like 20 times a week, yo.
Who gives a fuck? Every time I see you,
come on, man, like. I gotta get on a special joint. I see y'all.
Okay.
Spooky West, watch when I see you. I'ma walk past you like I don't even know you. It's alright.
Yo,
I'ma
be in all
like,
white on Saturday. I ain't even gonna.
You be like,
no
you gonna be like, damn. I'm like, where Key West? I don't even see him.
All right.
Back to the show. Okay. Everybody. We cool. Also, we got Red Face Nashi in the building. You know what I mean? Very
good,
talented artist.
Yeah, I heard your performance the other Sunday. You did your thing.
Without a doubt, my nigga.
Big up. But speaking of somebody who's not here, I'm going to play a little bit of my girl Driz music. 7:30 shit. And then we got to get back into this topic. Like, everybody, we all talking at once. But it's good. That's how we do it on Philly Shine. I'm going to ask you the topic question. It's about edible lotion. I got you.
I don't do that.
You're not the only one who don't do
music.
I want to know about it, though. That's the topic.
Shout out to Driz, man.
7:30 shit, Trizzy Mecca lunatic, they came my murder shit. Some crazy shit, 7-3 L.I. ain't talking about time. Better catch my spit like a tap. Can't see they cannot fuck with my rhyme. My flow is insane, feeling like you bitches is whack. About to go post through all of them like the people on the TV snack. I be your some crazy shit, go berserk with a pen, get in my palm. About to go loco like your girlfriend, catch you cheating with both your baby moms. Trizzy Mac is crazy, you would think they flipped it. Nicki in a grip, ask a question like you write your rhymes. I say, what the fuck do you say? I'm more some 7-3 shit. 7:30 shit, Trizzy Mecca lunatic, they gave my murder shit.
Well, this one is for all the doubters, haters, yeah, can't live without you. Them off your rock to the top. Red bipolar, I twist shit up. Don't say a bunny when I'm getting on the mic. You against me, they ain't hardly a fight. Ran so hard, so beauty in the face. All about the money that's cut to the chase. You already know that I turned shit out. Turned it out, yeah, I turned it out. I'm flipping out like a dad when he catches bullets. I see some boys in the house. You'll get slayed, I bring the pain. You Barbie, I'm G.I.J. With the rap shit, I'm about to get paid. Get stabbed in your eye, cause I'm the rain.
I'm on 2732. 2736.
Drizzy make a lunatic. The game I murdered it. That's my fucking shit. Definitely you can check out Driz on phillyitgirls.com too. What do y'all...
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you that, Mimi. What do you think of Driz, like, as a Philly young artist, celebrity,
her,
beauty?
Right. When I met her, like, a month ago, and I at one of your events.
The Gilead,
like,
yeah. No, didn't you meet her at the Gilead movie premiere?
No, before that,
Oh, yeah, I was at Diamond Spot.
I was blown away. Oh, my God, she's real good. She's real good. And real consistent. Yeah,
and what feature did y'all put up
her.
For Driz?
Huh?
What feature did you put up for Driz on PhillyItGirls.com?
She was our bestie of the week.
Okay, that's funny. Yeah, I was a bestie too.
Like the Nicki Minaj got her bestie. Oh, Philly got we got our besties too. So.
That's what's up. That's what's up. But you know what? I'm gonna ask you this question now, Mimi. What do you hope to accomplish about with PhillyItGirls.com, and definitely also tell us what makes it different from the other websites.
Well, we hope to accomplish. We got different goals. Yolanda the kids book the PR, so hopefully it's open. Hopefully she can open up a public relations firm. I want to have my own talk show, like a 106 and Park, or like an Urban Expression for Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why can't all the stars that come in Philly, you know, be on TV on like a Philly station? Why not? So we need something like that. That's what I hope to see.
So that's what we're going to see. What about the near future? What can we expect next week from you guys?
Next week we got a couple of interviews coming up. We got a real exciting interview this week on Thursday at Black and Noble. Shout out to Tyson. We're going to interview Bones Bogate. He just won the 106 Park Freestyle Friday. Diamond Cuts. We did an interview with her a couple weeks ago. That's gonna come up tomorrow.
Shout out to Diamond Cuts. She is.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit of. Give us a little teaser so that everybody can come to PhillyItGirls.com. What can we find out about Diamond Cuts? Tuning into PhillyItGirls.com.
Like, she really loves her city. Like, she has accomplished so much. She could have been left us a long time ago and said, I'm out. But no, like, she do a lot of charity work here. So that's one thing that I can really say about her. Very humble, a sweet person.
You got to give back. You know what I mean? You definitely
right.
got to give back.
Right.
Now, and speaking of giving, we all talked about Boo Amy. I don't know what you over there doing. She making a bunch of noise. But,
y'all are making a bunch of noise.
I'm going to tell y'all what I'm doing, because it's kind of like,
taking a shower.
Is that, are you in the
right.
shower?
Right now.
That's all you
gotta know.
She in
right.
the shower?
Yeah, she, all right, I guess Amy getting ready, because we did say we was going to venture off into the night. No, me and Amy playing on venturing off into the night or whatever. You know, Reno. Let me ask you the question, Reno.
No, I don't do that.
Being that Reno has been on the show saying he's Mr. Freak Boy, the Freak Boy.
No, he ain't. No, Key West is the Freak Boy. I'm the co-freak boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Key West, you the Freak Boy, he the co-freak boy. Wait a minute. We're going to take away a little bit of the ladies' spotlight to talk to the fellas for a second. Reno, have you had any experience with edible lotions or anything?
Not.
Whipped
no,
cream, chocolate syrup?
Oh, all right, well, ice
caramel,
cream.
Caramel?
Ice cream.
What did
yeah.
you do with ice cream?
Man, you could do a lot of things. You'd be surprised what you could do
what
with ice cream.
What did you do with ice cream?
Hey,
I asked a specific question. Share. We talk about edible, you know what I mean? Stuff on people's body or whatever, yeah.
I mean, what is there to say? I mean, you put the ice cream in your mouth, you suck on the clit, you know what I mean? Like, all that type shit. Ain't really much to explain if you already know
Yo,
what you're doing.
I remember this guy. I remember this guy used a, what's that thing called? A haul. Wow.
A what?
A haul. He had a haul in his mouth and shit.
He has some balls in his mouth.
What did you just say? This is holes. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, a hole. Yo, I didn't know what you just said.
Thing. Like, you know, Lou.
I'm about to say, you drawling.
Amy, what is going on with these guys? Why would a guy have a ball in his mouth in my place?
I don't know. You always got a story, not me.
I am not into that type of shit. You know what I mean?
You always got a story. I don't know what you're going to say next. All right.
You know what, Key West? Yeah, because, like, you know, I like sex, you know, like, and then especially when you're involved in, we ain't even going to talk about it, but, yeah, I've been fucking, it's fucking 12 years almost. My son turned 12 right now. It's his birthday in, like, 4 minutes. Damn. I'm
How old is you, honest?
26. Yeah, I had to think about it. I turned 27 this year, so I'm definitely had, like, 7 or 8 pushing 30 parties. I might have 27 and shit. Was that a fucking birthday whistle? Fuck, we know these goddamn sound effects. What is going on?
I don't believe in all that using food and all that stuff on females.
You don't?
I don't do. No, because the reason I don't, because you need something for after it's over. Like, I want to sit there and eat my ice cream and ignore her. Like, you know, I ain't going to eat my ice cream on you. Like, get out of here. Like, you know what I mean?
You know what? That is crazy. I'm glad none of my girlfriends has fucked Key West, because they would be so damn sad. They'd be like, yo, man, I keep calling Key West. He don't even want me anymore. Like,
no, they know they wouldn't, because they would, cause they got to sign a disclaimer before it go down. It'd be like,
you know,
it's like, sleep with me at your own risk. Just know, like, after we done, I'm going to be like Drake. I'm going to be like, there's Tuesday here right now that I didn't know last night.
All
right, who the fuck are y'all?
That ain't even your damn singing voice. Key West has a great singing voice. Shout out to Key West singing voice, y'all. But,
you
got to
do your thing and get them out of there, honest.
We're going to play some music, some get them out of here music, actually.
Get them out of there.
From Honest Fire. You know, I just did a little joint to the Waka Flocka beat. I like it. I'm just talking about myself, being the boss, saying these local bitches irk me. But it is what it is. And then we still have Red Face, now she on the line. We got to ask him the topic question. We still got Mimi. We still have to ask her the topic question. We still have Amy on the line.
Who was the other girl with the Philly It Girls when I was at your event?
It's Mimi and Yolanda. Who else was with you guys? Yeah, it was a light skin. Who were you guys with on Sunday? Because y'all definitely came to build the squad. Okay.
Yeah, that's our good friend. She help out sometimes.
Oh,
she
for real?
She's a good girl every now and then.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Reno. It was like bloom, bloom. She walked in, it was like bloom, bloom. Like, no.
Come on, man. Yeah, he has no fucking class sometimes. I swear to God.
I got a lot of class. It's just, it be walking out on me.
But we, like I said, so get them out of here, music. I was fired, yeah. Then we going to ask everybody the topic question, because I want to know about it.
What they do with it? What they do with it?
You know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. Swing on, get them out of the way. Not a bitch, not a nigga, nobody. I'm repping X Squad, Thundercat, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit the cheating nigga up. On my way to pop up. Knock, knock. What's up? I smash the window to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Spending money, season check. But too many times, cold rain. I went up to hey, spring fling. Party is spinning with these AC winning. Spent, and it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm balling on the field and he's catching what I'm pitching. Yep, 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 yep.
This what we doing, what we doing. Making music, yeah. This what we doing, making music. Good music, yeah.
Silly bitches, can't get with. Soon to be impeached. She's with the soul.
a freak, bitch.
Bitch. Bitch. Don't get paid.
That's my line. Bitch.
Bitch. You know what I mean? Definitely G-State helped me at the end making that noise sound real extra hard. Bitch.
You don't sound hard. You be like moaning and saying it, though. It's like, bitch.
It's like, no. I said G-State made it. No, G-State, he helped me say bitch at the end.
Oh, that's
yeah, I'm
cracking up.
Yeah. Bitch. Yeah, I'm on rap. I coined it. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Make these guys want to fuck or something. This is cool.
Yeah.
But we talking about sexual things again on Philly Shine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we always.
So far, I haven't used that lotion stuff. Key West hasn't. Me, Yolanda hasn't. But we still got to find out from other people. We have some other callers who called in too tonight, but definitely shout out anybody
Link?
To join in.
He never told nobody nothing.
Oh, no. KM Links was first, and he said he used a pina colada from Condom Kingdom, used a whole bottle.
Oh, he's single.
Week.
He's single now, so now he got stories, right? See, he had that woman, he's like, oh, no, no comment. That nigga was Bill Clinton when he had a woman, but now he got, now he's single, he got stories, right?
Oh, you know what? He got balls. Like, single.
Gave him back, I guess.
We will egg up. Ooh. Hey, damn, he was. That's wrong.
That's my man. Can't make storm voice yet.
Okay. But, Red Face, I got you. I know you in the room chilling. I checked out your Facebook status. I definitely stalk all my friends. So, I be knowing what y'all doing. Even though I don't comment all the time, I be watching. Don't feel weirded out. I'm a cool girl. Don't get weirded out. But Red Face, have you had any experiences with edible lotions, peaches, ice cream? Hello? Is this Mike muted? Red Face. I don't know. Maybe Red Face.
Yeah. 454.
No, he's 770. That's the new caller. We'll say hello to our new caller that we have on the line who just pressed the 1 to indicate they wanted to speak on Philly Shine. 454, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 215-454.
You, what's up? This is R55.
Hey, welcome back to Philly Shine. How you doing tonight?
What's going on? What's popping with y'all?
We chilling. I got my special guest, PhillyItGirls.com, in the building. Definitely
what's
check out the website. And you know I show so much love to UERadioLive.com. Y'all got all types of shows popping. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you guys do before I ask you the topic question.
I mean, like I said, my name is R55. I'm a music producer here in the city of Philadelphia. You know, I'm trying to rock out with the top artists in the city right now. And I also host Firehouse Radio on UE Radio Live every Wednesday from 6 to 10. You know, we do our thing out here, man.
Yeah, you also have a Facebook. I got a request from you. Shout out your Facebook and your Twitter information, too, how they can get in contact with you.
On Facebook, you can hit me up at – you can just look for my real name because my Facebook name is kind of tricky. So you can just look for my real name. You can just search me out at Lamar Mayo. No, actually, for real, you can hit Facebook.com/R55Fire, F-I-Y-A-H, or you can Twitter me at R55Fire, or you can hit us up on at Facebook at Firehouse Radio Show. You know what I'm saying? You can get at us. But what's your topic for tonight, man? What we talking about?
The topic for tonight, along with me getting to know the Philly It Girls, you know, it's Honest Fire. I haven't used any edible lotions, but I want to talk about them. Like, have you had any experience with, like, any of the edible lotions or even just, like, food and period, caramels?
I done tried a couple of drinks. I done got busy with the edible lotion jars. It's all right. It's a unique feeling. I'll put it that way. It's a unique feeling.
So what, it was just used on you? You didn't do it? Like, give us a little...
No, it was a go-back-and-forth situation. Like, my shorty had a little bottle of lotion, some strawberry kiss or some shit like that. And, you know what I'm saying, we started all rocking out with it. I threw it on her nipples and shit like that. It got warm and all that, so she tried it on me. So, you know, I'm kind of fluffy, so I got a little bit of man breast myself. So she
I remember Fluffy. The first time I heard Fluffy was in that movie. That shit was my shit too. I forget what that movie was called. She was with Lady of Rage was in it.
I had something to drink. I was thinking I heard things until he said the man breast part. Then I said, yo, he said
because I prefer not to call myself fat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you husky. I wouldn't call you fat. You're husky. You're husky.
You know what I mean? But yeah, she was
rubbing
them jaws on.
I think Fluffy is for girls though. Don't
Fluffy
call
for girls. I'm secure on my masculinity. I can call.
I mean, I understand, but I don't like to hear it.
Yeah, that was kind of fluffy.
Well, yeah, I would say I'm a little fluffy. You dig? But I mean, ain't nothing.
But yeah, like she tried that shit on me, on my chest and on my dick and shit. Yeah, like I said, it's a unique feeling. Like at first, when you first put it on, the shit gets hot. So it's like, it's weird to take that at first. Like, all right, my dick is hot.
That stuff is?
So
you know what? I got this stuff. Oh, here it is. I'm about to say, I know I got this shit somewhere. I just got all this stuff. It's called Noni. Yeah, because like we just had a couple of parties.
It's called what?
It's called Naughty Kissables,
Naughty
Shimmery
Kissables.
Love, Dust, Pink Champagne with Honey. And it's got like, it's inside this little container. Okay. It comes with a little applicator, I guess you could call this. But it's like leopard print. And this stuff tastes good.
I think they made all
that
stuff for people that really don't like to give in.
Right.
You know what? Yeah, make the Tinkerbell. This is like some Tinkerbell dust and stuff.
I enjoy it.
I tell you what,
I ain't into
all that like chocolate and honey and caramel and shit. Cause that like it sound good talking about it, but like doing it in the actual act, that shit draw. Like it get all in your hair. And leave you all messy and sticky, and then it don't make sex no better. Like, no better.
Mm. Oh, okay. Shout out to the new caller we had from NY up in the building, 718-669. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from? Hello? 718. If you just want to listen, that's fine. You can listen.
Yo, what's up, Honest Fire?
Hey, who's this?
Like, no, it was me. I'm joking. Yeah.
You is so fucking dumb. You is dumb. That wasn't even funny. Just today, I'm not playing none of your music on the show. Like,
oh,
no.
Yeah, you love me anyway.
I do love you. But I'm going to take a little music break. Shout out to my homeboy. Like I said, I got a new track from my boy, Hemo Brown. Y'all can find him on Twitter, HEMOBROWN. We're going to keep the show moving. Shout out to R5 Fire for calling in. He's definitely a cool guy, supporter. Y'all can check out ueradiolive.com or call him. My favorite show was the Skeezo Morning Show, you know what I mean, from 9 to 1 p.m., I think. Y'all can call in to 267-519-1111. Y'all know that shit by heart. Y'all know I show fucking love and shit. Where the fuck is this song? I'm always naming shit.
I don't lie now.
Fuck y'all. You know what? We want.
Get on.
I will play a little music for my boy Bravo, featuring Bobby Valentino, until I find a song for my boy Hemo. And we're going to get right back into it because we still got to ask Mimi the question. Yeah, we're not done yet.
Philly
Ink Girls in the building. Yeah. I represent this song. I dedicated to the Philly Ink Girls.
Okay.
Yeah, listen to the lyrics. It's hot.
Bobby B.
Bravo Young.
She got that fire. She got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire. She got that fire. She got that fire. You ain't up to a thing, you'll get retired.
She got that fire,
yeah.
Highly desire,
yeah.
Body major ain't nothing minor. Throwing curves like Hershiser. Nipples poking like a pacifier. You won't hit, use a liar. Word chest like Esther ass shots. Like Buffy, I be falling in some pussy like a nigga straight crumsy. Man, I like some Becky, but I'd rather have Tiana, cause she got the kind of body make you go a little longer. Dig deeper, pound harder. Put me in the sleeper, now I know that I'm a goner. Now there's nothing else to ponder on. Her leg is where I belong. So bad I had to put it on the phone.
She got that fire, she got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire.
Some connections, who collabs up with no pride. Get between a trainer and bringing Nikki for a monot. 5-star chick with them pockets like Mariah. Hit her with the cannon till I'm knocking out the fire. If she very limber, bend her over like she Rosa. Put her in the same position that you see up in the posters. Everything gotta match, can't be like Angel Lola. Gotta be more like Amber or bottles of Coca-Cola. She must be a wicked to get up in my Motorola. If she's something less than that, she won't get finished from my loafers.
She got that fire, she got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire. She got that fire, she got that fire. You ain't up to a thing, you'll get retired.
Chase hoes,
no.
I always get chose. New polos, and I'm packing up for Keiko's. Chilling with a cutie with a booty big as J-Lo. Still on my grizzly getting G's like queso. I like them good girls that use their rock Kalos. Beyonce fine, who just love a big ego. I'm going pro, hitting sacks like the Super Bowl. Running like a colt in a chick thick as Keisha Cole. The right features and I hit it to the bleachers. Not the keys, out of Alicia. Grand slam on Serena. Go ham up in Megan's goods. Ride up on Levin Wood. Since I'm a G, I hit the same spot and niggas
should. She got that fire, she got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire. She got that fire, she got that fire. You ain't up to a thing, you'll get retired.
That's my shit. I love that song. She got that fire. Shout out to my son, y'all. It's his birthday right now.
Happy birthday, little fire.
Yeah, he is so my twin. You know what I mean? That's my little sweetheart. I'm trying to think, should I go wake him up? I ain't sending him to school tomorrow. I'm about to wake him up.
Yeah, let me take him to go-go tomorrow.
You're not taking him to no go-go. He's 12, not 17. It's like, no.
I can get him in.
He do not need to see that shit and get all confused.
What's there to be confused about? He going to know what to do after that. He going to be like, oh.
No, no.
Yeah, birthday boy.
Yo, I fucking watched South Park the other day. That shit is hilarious, yo. Like, that's all I'm going to say. Back to the show. We got my girls, Philly It Girls, on the line. That was my boy Bravo featuring Bobby Valentino. She got that fire. I dedicated this song to the ladies, actually.
Oh, that's the STD song. That's the STD song. She's got that fire.
No. Shut up, you is so dirty, Key West. That's my
that fire.
That pussy fire. No ointment, sit back in the mire.
Y'all just hating. Y'all just hating. Meme, honey.
She can melt a condom.
That's fucked up. Mimi, we have Mimi on the line for the It Girls. You know what I mean? First, I'm going to ask you a question about what you do. Like, what made you even start, you know what I mean, working with your sister?
Like I said, she went to school for PR, something that we always wanted to get into, you know. So we made it work together because that's the only person I could really trust, you know.
I know that's right. Definitely. It's
all y'all sisters. I ain't never know that. I'm stupid.
You did?
No, I'm
Nah, Key West is, you know what, Key West, you just don't fucking listen. And that's the fucking...
No,
that just shows you don't listen, because I done told you a couple of damn times. I'm upset.
Man,
you're going to make me so, oh, I'm mad. I don't even know. You have to be so mad you can't talk. You're like,
what the
fuck?
What man do you know ever really listen?
Yeah, none of them. I hate that about
but
a man.
No, because I love the Philly It Girls because they always got candy, yo. I love them.
Y'all definitely gave me a blow pop the last time the first time I met you. I was like, this is so cool. I'm getting a blow
pop. First time I met them, I was nervous. They left a note in a blow pop, like, on the back desk. I'm like, ooh. They like, some girl left that for you. That's what everybody in the club like. Some girl left that for you. I'm
he
like.
He must have so dirty. That probably meant something with another girl, like, a week before.
Yeah, exactly.
Blow pop and instructions and shit.
Exactly.
He sent them a blow pop in a mat.
I was like, where she come from?
Shout out to everybody.
That nigga was like, yo, I'm. I was
yeah,
kind of thirsty.
I took that gum down. I took that blue pop down and chewed the gum.
Wow.
You know what? It's cool. Like, we had fun tonight on the show. We talking to the very ambitious ladies, affiliategirls.com. Definitely shout out to everybody listening in the chat room, listening in BustBanditTVMagazine.YolaSite.com. It's definitely official. We're in good company right now. And, I'm going to ask you the topic question, and we're going to talk more about Philly It Girls.
Mm-hmm.
We're going in tonight. Mimi,
uh-huh.
Your sister said nay. How about you? Like, have you tried the edible lotions, the concoctions that some stores have? Like, shit, I got shimmer dust.
Uh-huh.
I got shimmer love dust. What you know about that?
What the heck is that?
I tried them all. Yeah, I tried them all.
Yeah.
I tried them all, the KYW warm and stuff, all of that, yep.
See, give us a little story, like, what was your best experience? What would you say was the...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what, for I think anytime somebody getting hit, there you go, like, sex has got to be on point. If it's good hit, like, bad hit, we talked about that before on the show, but if it's good hit, that shit popping, like, no complaints.
Yo. I mean, to me, like, it really was just to try
love
it out. It really don't make sex better. That's just how I feel.
Not better. Something else to do, right?
Tastier.
Tastier. I've been told that it tastes, I'm not going to talk about it, but, yeah, I always be giving up too much. I'm going to stop giving up too much because then my Facebook inbox just goes crazy. Like, I don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? Like, earlier today, and I'm not into the internet dating shit. So if I never met you before in life, don't fucking please send me no shit. Like, you know what I mean? At least I got to at least say the first thing is I was like, oh, okay, let's meet, not... Oh, you're the shit. I want to be a girl. I'm going to be a dude. I get that, too. I want to be a girl and shit. Like, you don't even fucking know me. Like, that shit weird. Like,
I remember there was a day when only males send that kind of stuff in inboxes.
Right.
I go to check my inbox, and I'd be appalled. I'd be like, wow. Like, I be having whole attitudes. Like,
hey,
At
least you get messages. I'll be chilling. I just be getting random IMs all crazy. Like, what you doing, baby?
Me too.
What you got on, baby?
Come
like,
get him.
Mm-hmm. And honest, she could testify to this. I ain't lying. I'll be chilling, get a nugget picture. I'll be like, who is this? Yo. Just be on some, I got your number on Facebook. All
you
right,
know
what's
what?
Your
I
name?
Think,
like,
you know what? I think I'm going to submit all the dick pics that I've gotten to PhillyItGirls.com because some of the people who are rappers in this city have sent me dick pics. And I'll be like, what y'all? Claim your dick. Oh, that's a hot, yeah. Claim, is this your dick? That is going to be hilarious. I got y'all. We go acknowledge all the chocolate drops, all the vanilla sticks, the cinnamon sticks.
Yo, y'all should do that though. That would be funny though. Oh. I mean, I wouldn't tune in, but
You know what? I'm gonna tell every girl. I'm like, yo, if you got a picture of a rapper / producer / promoter dick. That's the start of shit. Like,
why
you
ain't no get so quiet?
Oh, I was doing something. I wasn't even paying attention.
Oh, yeah, good.
He's looking at his Ford list. Like, oh, man. I just sent that going out for about 30
minutes. Let me check if it's on our New York callers, see if they want to say hello. There's a couple other callers in the building, too. 718-669, you want to say hi? Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo, what's good? Honest Fire, this is Sincere.
Hey, what's good, DJ Sincere? What's good?
This
is Sincere, 215 Sincere. Welcome. Fuck, I just dropped my computer. I hope it don't break. I'm always dropping shit. What the hell is that noise? Oh, yeah, I also got a bunch of vibrators, too. I don't even know what these are. We're going to talk about that on the next show. I got these. Now, I didn't buy them. You know, I won one at my showcase or whatever.
Yeah, we want to talk about that, too.
Because I bought a whole bunch of tickets, and I want to join. And I got this thing. It's like purple pink, and it's on. It's got two long strings, like maybe 2 feet of string, and then one egg-looking thing, and then one skinnier-looking thing connected to the end, and it just vibrates. I don't know what you do with it. It's weird. It's called the California Exotic Novelty. I don't know.
Man, no wonder why women be thinking, dude, sex is corny. Yo, I got every contraction in the world.
Yo, these drawers shake too fucking much.
You gotta step your game up. Like, ridiculous to keep everybody attention.
It's like every chick having sex with Muhammad Ali and shit.
Y'all heard it?
Yo, that's just too strong right there.
I know, ain't it? This show. This is going to shook my ear and shit. My whole fucking face put it up to the phone. Yo. I'm not really playing with it because, like, the toys, like the phallic shape, the dicks, all those things, I am not inserting none of that shit in me. I'm all natural. The only thing fake that'll go in me is the condom wrapped around the penis. Like, I'm not into that. I need a hard dick. That's why I don't like girls.
You said the swallow.
I didn't say the swallow. You don't listen, Key West.
Keeping it real right now.
I mean, I could, you know, I don't swallow the sperm or whatever, but.
Boo.
You know,
I ain't got the sound effects, but boo.
Fuck you. Boo. I don't have to swallow sperm. What the fuck use is that? What is the fuck that is? Shut up, Reno. For real, like, ladies, like, maybe. Like, what is the use of swallowing sperm? Like, what is, you find use in that?
It's good for you. What?
Yeah, is that a use that you be like,
let me swallow
your sperm. It got vitamins A, B, C, D. You're cutting me off, okay?
I love you.
Like, it's not use. Like, all right, back to the show. Like, we got Sincere on the line, repping NY. Also, we got Melissa. You're on.
Melissa.
Hey, welcome, Melissa. Welcome back to Philly Shine. How you doing, honey?
Everybody, fine.
Melissa got one of them soft but firm beauties. I like it.
Why is she putting out there how her butt feels? Like,
oh, that?
Who that?
No,
who
I'm
that?
Talking about how it looks, not who? How it feels.
Oh, I thought you said.
Who that? R. Melissa Key West?
Yeah, R. Melissa.
Oh,
no.
Melissa.
R. Melissa probably going Melissa probably gonna dump me because I wanted her friend.
Look,
oh my God.
The more the merrier.
Melissa, did you handle that?
Yes, I handled it, QF.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Right, that conversation is handled later. You know what? Y'all is funny as shit. We having fun tonight
who
on the show.
That's Key West and who else?
Key West and Reno. Kay and Link.
Oh,
Solana.
God. Damn,
so
Reno, how were you then?
Kay
and Link online. Hey, Kay and Link. Hey, boo.
Hey, we
baby
also
girl.
Have my guest for the night, Philly It Girls. Have you checked out PhillyItGirls.com? Melissa, have you checked out PhillyItGirls.com yet?
No, I didn't know about Philly It Girls. How y'all doing?
Oh, well, now you do. Oh, yeah, well, now you do. Now you do. But the topic question for tonight, you know we go in, Melissa. You know stranger to the show. But what? I'm a little curious. Have you had any experiences with edible lotions? You know.
I know she
what
did.
Is that? Wait, no. I don't even know. I don't even know what an edible lotion is.
Like, you know that strawberry flavor. Put it on your dick stuff. Put it on your titty stuff. I don't know the names of it.
Mm-hmm. I ain't never had no. I had experience with some honey.
See, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Honey. What did you do with
it was
honey?
An edible lotion, though. It was honey. It was all sticky and sticking. Don't ever try it. It's retarded. You get stuck to each other.
I feel like
I
my honey for my wings,
yeah. You get stuck to each other. I can't even move.
I've used only peaches. I mean, I've yet to use this stuff, and I think it's going to make my teeth, like, sweet. Like, this shit's sweet as hell. I got the pink champagne. Like, it's just, like, real sweet. Like, I don't like sweet stuff. Like, real sweet stuff. No. What is
that?
Diluted
with nothing?
That fake sweet stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, sweetener. You talking about sweet
yeah.
Star sweetener?
Yeah, I hate that shit.
That stuff got nasty ass.
I used that KY warm and jelly, but it didn't work either. It wasn't warm.
It wasn't warm? She was
fired
too hot
warm.
Already.
Oh, why did I take the fire?
What about vibrators? You use vibrators?
I use a vibrator every night.
She got one right now. I'm about to say that. That's why she called into the show.
Yo, every
no,
night,
no.
Though?
No, not every night. Majority of the time, though. All
hey,
right.
Melissa, why you do that?
Because I like to
say
myself.
I can't
help
it.
Yo, y'all got to get me in.
What do you... I don't like the fakeness of it, like the hard... What kind of vibrator do you have?
No, I just use it. I don't use, like, a dildo. I don't play with those. Like, they don't do nothing for me. But I use, like a vibrator, like, on my
I'm
sister.
I'm about to come over, Melissa. Wait,
come on, Key West. Jesus. Hang on. I love Key West.
I hear that a lot, too. Jesus. Anyway. Yeah.
Oh, what a signal. Melissa, what you saying? So you
wait,
got,
wait,
so you know what this
why,
thing
why
is?
Why keep going in and out like that? Y'all hear that, too?
I don't. I don't hear. Do you know how to use the thing that's on the string? The little egg thing? It's on the string and it vibrates. I haven't put it on my phone, but it hasn't been inserted into anything, so I guess it's still clean. I won't be inserting this vibrator into nothing. I'm not today. Like, I need a real man, like. I like the taste of sweat. Like, who likes to lick? I like the lick on a man's neck.
Ew,
taste
all salty
it
like that?
Oh, my God. What's
next?
Me the fuck on.
What's next?
Either neck. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, shut up, Key West. I ain't no spring chicken. Even though, you know what I mean, I'm not all promiscuous. I suck, you know. Boy, I could do it. Even though I don't come and be like, yo, I'm going to choke on this dick.
COD, COD.
It's deep. Certain people like it, you know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with it. But, you
know. I thought you were about to throw up.
No. We definitely got the Philly It Girls in the building. I'm not done with them because they have more things coming up. I actually want them to come and do another showcase with me because I'm trying to be real busy. We have some work that I'm doing with NSF Project Buildup out in Camden. I just got an auditorium, and I'm going to start doing events out in Camden. Maybe I'm a little showcase or whatever. Something, I don't know. Yeah, we want to show some love to Over the Bridge, too.
See my gun.
I was in Camden today, Lord.
yeah, Camden a little rough, ain't it? It's like four blocks and it's over. That's north, south, east. Sorry, we're going to stop busting on Camden. Shout out to everybody.
What about it? Ain't worse than
shout out to my new Facebook girlfriend.
Who's your new Facebook girlfriend?
Mimi.
Oh, that's so nice. See how foolish now we bringing people together.
We love a Philly It Girl.
Oh, going wild
this
and crazy
is,
for me.
Is that all white party this Saturday?
Yes, man.
Yes,
I got a little special announcement. Everybody on the phone feeling the good mood. Y'all supporting my girl Honest Fire. So hit my inbox and you get in. You and a guest for free if you ain't already got a ticket. If you already bought a ticket, that's on you. Anyway, but
you must say anybody listening to this, you get that.
So anybody listening, hit up my inbox and I'll let you and a guest in for free. So I know what name to put on the you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's very generous of you, Key West. I appreciate.
I'm a nice person.
Well,
that was just my ploy to make sure Melissa got her friend up in there.
Melissa actually hung up, so we're going to get her back on the line.
Yeah, her friend got
a set of
tie-ties on her. Wow. I felt like Bill Cosby. I was like,
and then she was just like.
No, she wasn't.
We want to listen to some music. Shout out to my motherfucking niggas. You know, I be with the fellas. I told y'all I be with the fellas. You know what
yes,
I mean?
You be chilling with us.
Be chilling with the fellas. You know, they show me so much respect. We got Melissa back on the line. But we gonna go into my favorite fellas. Like, Dollar, if you wasn't married. That's all I'm going to say. Dollar the General.
Man and a half right there.
Dollar the General, G-Stacks. Two hot niggas. Married. Nothing wrong with being married. Dollar the General. But I got my eye on him. Nothing wrong with that.
My mom
said
I should.
I'm going to take her off my But this is my boy, Dollar the General. You see me, mother.
Ready? Let's hit it. You see me, motherfucker. And I want them up and down, cause we always get bit. You see me, motherfucker. Take a look at our wrist, of course, the diamonds always shine, cause we keep them all lit. You see me, more money, motherfucker. I'm rich, and a man, nigga, all like this. Yeah. You see me, motherfucker. More money, more crime, more clips. Wanna hate, nigga, hate on me. They didn't want to fuck me, now they throw me the Gucci. Then everything changed when they see me in that Louis. And I don't even pop them out, just let them give me two. We send them back to their hubby like, nigga, don't touch me. I'm smooth like a Barbie hoe, flying like a bird. Get falling like an underarm, fresh as a deodorant. Top down, no test, everybody know it's him. Black on black, try to hold it down.
But you don't notice him.
Rock star lifestyle, Mike, don't make it bitch. Don't bring your white top, nigga, I take it bitch. All that ice out, everybody know I'm rich.
What?
Never wipe out who the shit. That nigga Dollar, that's all them hoes hollering. My money super thick, your money model thin. She don't suck it right, but she take a lot of dick. If a coot still a little loose, you know what it is.
I'm resistant, and I went those up and down, cause we always get bent.
Yeah.
You see me, motherfucker. Take a look at our wrist, of course the diamonds always shining, cause we keep them on lit.
Yeah. You see me,
more money, motherfucker. I'm rich, ain't a dead nigga ballin' like this.
Hey, you see me, motherfucker?
More money, more crime, more
pussy.
Wanna eat, nigga, eat on me.
Hello, I know you see me, see me. I'm everywhere you go. You wanna be me, but you can't be me, no. I'm eating Wheaties, Wheaties, and I'm about to grow. And if I'm sitting now, then I'm about to blow. I'm like a fine bitch, I'm in my prime, bitch. I only want a pretty girl and she a prime chick. 1970, so I'm okay, that's my pick. Niggas can't fuck with me, I move, roll, flash it. Two show ostrich, Louis shoe, stop it. Broke house somewhere in the tropics. Plain rock, driver in the cockpit. Back to the project, hope by the boat load.
19 an object.
Get it? I ain't gotta tell you what's the contract. We doing numbers like a Timex. Big head, Ben, big head, Lens. Red. You lookin' through the smoke, you can spot me.
You see me, motherfucker?
Oh, that's all resistant. And I went those up and down, cause we always get better.
Yeah.
You see me, motherfucker?
Take
a look at our wrist, a cross of diamonds, always shining, cause we keep them rolling.
Yeah.
You see me, motherfucker?
More money, motherfucker, I'm rich. Ain't a dead nigga ballin' like this.
Hey, you see me, motherfucker?
More money, more crimes, more clips. Wanna hate, nigga, hate on
me. Yeah.
We on live having some fun. That was my boy, Dollar General, G Stacks. You see me, motherfucker. That's my shit. You like this song, ladies?
Yeah.
That's your guys, Philly 8 Girls. Y'all gotta show some love to those guys. They grind and they're so talented.
Yeah, I'm taking everybody's name down.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, just hit me up for whatever music.
You got my name.
Kilo.
My name, Tito.
You're a regular.
Oh, yeah, Keywise. Now, you know, you in the building.
And Philly It Girls, my joint dropping August 31st. I'm just giving y'all heads up, you know. That wasn't a promo, I was just saying.
Well,
check out Reno on Key West.
I was going to wake up my son or whatever, but I'm going to wait till after the show because I can't be having him around while I'm talking like this. He be totally separate. And I know people find it hard to believe that I'm a mom and shit the way I be acting, but I definitely keep that nigga separate.
Please, boy, you be acting. I thought you was the mother of more children. Say, no, I'm joking.
What the fuck is mother of more children act like? Because I need to know. That's like a real ignorant statement and shit.
You get it in. It's like, no, I'm joking. You know you
my blue
line is fire.
I use condoms. Fuck that shit. I always wanted to just have all kids by one guy and shit. And then I'm like, I'm only having kids by my husband. Now I'm just like,
Today's society
is just like on some other shit. I'm going to tell y'all, like, I guess me and my baby father, we used to have the utmost respect for each other, like, it was just crazy. Then, like, now I see baby moms and baby fathers, they don't even like each other at all. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
That's, like, real sad. We got to get it together. We got to love each other for the future of our kids. Separate little.
It'd be heaven to be like that for the new person.
It's crazy. Public service announcement. We got to show love.
Yeah. Pay your child support, fella.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Still, shout out to.
That's what it is.
The men who are taking care of their kids, big ups. But
like me, right? Honest.
Yeah, Key West take care of kids that need his, and that's hot. You know what I mean?
That's my baby girl. She ain't even mine. I take care of her, though.
That's super hot. We got some new callers up in the building with us. We're going to check in on them. And we also got my girls on the phone, like, so sweet, so ambitious, so Philly It Girls, like,
oh, you're
going to
make us cry. Stop it.
Oh, well, that's what's up. Like, y'all definitely show a whole lot of love. Big ups to the new segment we're going to have on Philly It Girls. Claim your dick. I got so many dick pics. I got so many dick pics of Philly celebrities. Like, I feel like everybody's a celebrity. So that's how Philly It Girls get it done. We're going to show off or whatever. We got some new callers in the building. We're going to say hi.
I know somebody that can probably match all them Jones with each rapper. I ain't going to say her name, though.
Hey.
You don't want the girls to claim them. I want the guys to claim.
Yeah, but the girls can claim them, too. Like, I know that dick. That would be funny. But,
we're in trouble.
Yeah, we got some new callers in the building. 215-820. Welcome, welcome to Philly Challenge. Where are you calling from?
This DJ Fresh, man. I'm about to get my dick sucked. I just was checking out.
Are you using any edible lotion? Because, like, that's a topic of the night or whatever.
That was great, yo.
Huh? Well, that's the topic of the night show. Like, you chose to call in and tell us about you getting your dick sucked because of the topic, right?
No, I was saying what's up with Honest. Cut it out. Like, you don't know what this is. Cut it out, yo.
Yo. What do you mean? I don't know who this is. You said your name DJ what?
DJ Fresh, man.
DJ Fresh from where?
Man, from Miami.
From Miami with a 215 number. That's what's up. Shout out to DJ Fresh calling in the building. He about to get his dick up here. a superstar just stepped up in the building. 267-304.
Hold on, record. Yeah, we got the studio right now.
Welcome to the show, Flames. What's good? Tell everybody what's good with Inferno Productions.
Yeah, hold on, because we about to record this. So hold on, 2 seconds, all right?
All right, well, we're going to give them 2 seconds. Definitely shout out to Flames, Tommy Stars, all them guys
wait.
Over there.
You got to stop and start all over. You got to stop and start all over. Come on, like I just called in. Come on.
All right. We got a superstar stepped up in the building. Welcome, Flames. This is Felicia with your host, Honest Fire.
Welcome to the show. How you been? Oh, we chilling. Me, Stars, DJ Young Legend, DJ Circuit Breaker. We in RMR Studios out right now. Tiani Victoria, we got shit popping. Commission on the rise. You know what I'm saying? We like the Philly Young Money out here right now. You know what I'm saying? But we going harder, though.
Definitely, you guys are making moves. We got to introduce you to my guest for the night, PhillyItGirls.com. Check it out,
what's up?
Definitely show you guys love.
Definitely. You got to check out everything we got going on, Inferno Productions. We dropping a video every week. Every week. It's about to be every day. But we got it. Yeah. Wait till Tommy new video come out. Name on my back. That shit like soft porn. I'm definitely going to be calling that.
We going to talk about soft porn. But tonight's topic question, along with you guys being talented artists, we're talking about edible lotions and, like, sexual type, like, you know what I mean? Like, have you had any experience with the warming lotions, the strawberry drop mousse stuff or whatever?
No, but the other day I did get my dick sucked with some whipped cream on it, though. And she put it on my nipples. Real shit.
Yo.
I ain't even going to hold you.
Yo, I still remember your topic when we were talking about threesomes and you having one in a minivan. Like, definitely you get it in. Y'all like, fucking, I don't know who you would be in Young Money. Like, you too tall to be Lil Wayne and shit. Like, you too dark to get a deep rate. But
I'm me. I'm Flame.
Yes, Flames. Flames is definitely.
If you ever talk a nigga like me, you're going to be like, damn, that nigga like Flames. I'm myself.
That's what's up. Well, definitely I'm showing my love to you guys. So much more. I got you. Send me that new music. Maybe we could come get a little cameo in a video or whatever. I wanna shoot somebody in the video. And I got a new stun gun. Can I stun somebody?
Listen, we got all the props. You can stun somebody. I mean, do anything you want.
All right, cool.
We got everything.
I'm
you
gotta
call them, man. You be bullshitting sometimes, bro.
No, you know what? I got your number. I lost it, but I got it again. So, I move around too much. But we're going to show you some love. I'm going to show some love to my Storm Boys and play some music. We have another call I want to say hello to. And definitely I want to give a piece to Inferno Productions. Big ups to you guys. All right,
sorry.
Honest Fire, definitely support every single thing y'all do. Shout out to DJ Young Legend, Tommy
Commission
Star,
Music, man.
Commission Music, all you guys. Definitely going in. But
all right.
New big up peace. New caller 215-609. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from? Okay. Hello. 215-609. You pressed the number one. This is Honest Fire Show, Philly Shine. Okie dokie. I'll play on your phone later. I'm out stinking stink.
I might get a prank call tomorrow.
I'm pranking call a couple of people. I'm going to definitely play on DJ Fresh, alias we all know, phone. Fuck out of here, Carl. I'm about to get my dick sucked. Like, nigga, what's
he's
this?
Lying.
What is he talking to you, honest? You already know. Like,
he's probably about to get, he's probably about to suck somebody.
He definitely about to suck my dick. On point, Reno. On point. We want to show some love to my boy Key West, young featuring Young Mel, Vinny, and Young Drew. Girls, I like this song. You know what I mean? They
oh,
just
man,
performed
that's
it this Sunday. No, it was last Sunday. Yeah, that's my shit. Check it out, y'all.
I like a nice butter pecan dime. Pretty in the face, tattoo on her spine. Pretty ass feet, nice booty meat. And won't be shy when a nigga trying to eat. Cause girl, I'm an addict, addicted to that sushi. Relax all your muscles as I'm biting that coochie. I'ma make you forget every nigga that you dated. And everything that feel good in the world, you gon' relate it to what I'm doing. That head game is fluent. You gon' be like, damn, June, you know what you doing. Cause I'ma make it wet, I'ma make that pussy drip. Your toes gon' curl, you gon' bite your lip. Now out comes the dick, grand finale. I'ma ball you up, give you a workout like Bali. You gon' feel good, you gon' feel it through your body. Now you can get to stepping like a pep rally. Sorry.
Girls, 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 I do what I want. So many different ladies, but still I want some more. You sucking on my main dick. Let me stop fucking, girl, cause I be on that same tip. I will fuck you, your sister, and them chicks you hang with. I'm young, so fuck the conscience. I'm out for sex, baby girl, just being honest. How you wanna do it? We can do it, I promise. Make sure you focus on the head like L. Lamas. Fuck that, what's your type shit? I'm on some, I will fuck you if the pussy right shit. And if you smelling good, hell, I even bite it. I got no shame, I'm telling you that I am trifling. Should I even take a dike, bitch? I change your mind, baby, you just need the right dick. I take them down, big or small, I like a fat bitch. Shit, at the sex, I know she'll make me a sandwich.
Girls, 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 I do what I want. So many different ladies, but still I want some more. Fucked her mama, but she keep calling me daddy. Told her turn it over, and she said she'll do it gladly. If not, homie, I just flip it like a patty. Vinny, I gotta catch them all. I'ma poke you, ma, if you let me in them draws. I'ma stroke you right, I'ma have you climbing walls. Then you could tell your friend to come tomorrow. Yes, baby, I am not stingy. They say spread the love, and I got plenty. So I take a look, Keisha or a Cindy, a Maria, a Fifi, or a Ming Lee. Yeah, baby, certified freakazoid. I know you're interested, you should meet the boy. Sit up on my lap, huh, pop up, and we could talk about the first thing that pop up.
Girls, 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 I do what I want. So many different ladies, but still I want some more.
Can do it all night.
Little girls, 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 little girls, girls, girls.
big up to the Storm Boys. Showed up a lot of love. Yo, how about that caller who called in? It's some person who keeps texting me every morning, good morning, that 215-820 number. Because I just
yo,
was going to play
number?
On a...
What's the whole number? Let's
215-820-1100. And
oh,
he yeah, he texts me every morning, good morning. And I be like, what the fuck?
Who is this that's making me feel so good?
No. Weirdo. Like, it's cool. I got another number, too. Ooh, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call him from my other phone.
No, we're going to prank him.
No, let's prank him now. Me. You with me? You a rider. You seem like a rider. I'm going to call him on the three-way, right? And I want you to pretend. See if we can get his address out of him, because I would have slapped the shit out of this motherfucker.
Yeah, Martin wrote down the number, yo.
Hold on. We gonna hook him up, because I definitely got like 8 folds.
Oh, y'all dirty.
Join. I gotta mute this phone. All right, cool. All right, now. Yeah, I'm dialing up live on Philly Shine. We about to play on my phone. Because this person calls me, texts me every morning, good morning. Weirdo. Like, get a grip. I don't know. You're about to find out. All right, so just say hello. When I say hello, say hello. All right, Mimi?
I got you.
Wait a minute. I got to dial again. I messed up.
Prank calls on Philly Sean.
All right, wait, we're gonna try this one more time. As a matter of fact, while we trying to get this call together, we're gonna play a little bit of music. Shout out to everybody who called into the show. You know what I mean? Definitely showing love. Hey, man, my other phone acting stupid. I guess it's not meant for us to play on the phone there. We got it. It's not no fucking cricket. I play AT&T all this dead money.
Your phone is Metro, AT&T prepaid.
And I got a secret phone number that I can send out messages to and phone calls to, and nobody can call me back.
I got a secret number, too.
Yeah, you need
that.
I'm a fucking spy. Yeah, I'm a fucking spy out this bitch. Don't play with me.
Are you honest now, now something?
Well, we get it in tonight. We having fun. Our special guest.
Honest?
No, what you say?
So can I announce something real quick?
Oh, of course.
July 17th, we gonna have a crazy party going down. Me and the King of Sex, Trizzy. We gonna be doing a little something together. It's called the battle between, I forgot how he worded it. It's like the battle between what's better, Types of Daisy Dukes. We're going to have wet t-shirt contests, all that stuff, artist performance. So everybody mark that on your calendar and make sure y'all come out.
Mm,
and if you got some cool goodies, getting the wet t-shirt contest.
That's what's up.
I'll be getting in the wet t-shirt contest in the A cups. I'm embarrassing. I'm gonna put Kool-Aid on your white shirt instead of water. Say nothing.
Yo, man, Key West, you are crazy. Oh, we got a new caller. Let's see if you'll say hello to us. And definitely join us this weekend. It's crazy party, 69th Street Lounge, and Mill Creek Pure White event, 215-609. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up? Honest.
Hey, who's this?
This is Cash Cannon.
Hey, oh my goodness. Like, I'm such a fan of yours. This girl is definitely
a
problem.
Yes, you are too.
Yeah, I was able to see this girl perform one night at Club Sky. And your management, Tyrone, has been definitely bigging you up, calling the show. And as soon as time permits, we're going to get some collabing going on. But tell everybody about yourself. Show off a little bit on the show.
Oh,
Cash Cannon, the prima donna, no silly rapper. I write songs. I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I have an album coming out, self-titled, Cash Cannon, the prima donna. This summer, it's going to pop off like Philly's hottest female rapper, y'all. Check me out on Facebook, prima donna, MySpace, Cannon is back. And YouTube, Rude Girls, Cannon Cam. I got a lot of footage up there, y'all. Go check me out.
Okay. Oh, that's what's up. Definitely big ups. With
I definitely had to call up and see what's going on with this show, though. I see it on Facebook all the time. I'm listening. You see, I've been on here for a minute listening to you. I'm like, damn, it kind of reminds me of a little Party Line.
Well, yeah, you
I
know.
I told you.
I'm listening.
Like,
this reminds me of a Party Line.
We all have fun. You know what I'm saying? I definitely am the governor of the, because we were, I swear to God, earlier shows at Blog Talk, we would have like 35 people at once, like talking at once. It was so magical, the unity, like it really was. And we're better than a Party Line. This shit is the line.
This is the first time I actually called in, and I'm just listening, so.
Prima Donna,
like
from Southwest Philly?
No, I live in Southwest, actually, but I'm from North Philly all day.
Okay.
North Side all day.
Facebook.
Oh, do you see it? I don't think you see it. I'm hard to find. It's like a thousand prima donnas.
Yeah, well, you know what? Definitely, that's a good title. I call myself that sometimes. Like, I want what the fuck I want. Kiss my ass, whatever.
Yeah, you know, and then it's like first lady. A lot of people don't know what prima donna mean. Like, they say prima donna, and that's not really what it is.
No, like, prima donna is that bitch. Like,
she's first lady. Give her what she wants, because she's the first lady of...
Exactly.
Music,
everything.
Basically, it could be opera, actress, it originated with opera.
Yeah, it's an Italian word.
Yeah,
definitely, I relate. But tonight's topic, like you joining on the show, you got to join in on the topic. Like aside from also the PhillyItGirls.com, Miss Prima Donna, you got to check them out. You know what I mean?
You on our site.
Okay. Yeah, so they already showing you love prima donna. But the topic of the night is edible lotions and such or whatever. Have you tried any? Have you used any?
Yes. Why haven't I? Like, I'm 27. Of course I could.
I was 27, I got them, but I ain't used it yet. I just got this shit as a present.
Edible is not all that, but just plain KY, intense, and warming gel, that is just it right there. Like, you ain't got to be tasting the flavored gel and shit that tastes like strawberry, but just the regular warming lotion, it.
I'm 100% against the lubrication stuff. Like, don't fuck it. I'm not. Nah, because, like, if you can't get me wet,
no. But, see, how old are you? It's not even about.
I'm 27. Like, I'm 27. And this is why I hate this shit. Because, like, I had a dude or whatever, like, the last time, like, we were about to break up anyway because, like, I just really wasn't into him anymore. So, like, the last time we had sex, I would say I wasn't as wet as normal because, like, if I'm into you. If I'm into you, it's the fuck on and popping. So, this nigga go and, like, sneak and put some shit on his dick. That shit fell. I was like, how the fuck is this nigga? Like, I went and got
I'm
like... I'm not into the fake stuff. Like, I don't want dildos. I don't want any fake moisture. If you can't make me excited and whatever.
But it's actually not even about, like, getting you wet. And if that's what they're using it for, then that's a whole different story.
Yeah, I know. That's right. Oh, we lost her. Dang, and it's the end of the show. I'm going to have to call her back. Afterwards, and definitely politic with her. But Well, I guess we was on the same accord. Yeah, don't be using that shit to get a girl wet. You just use it to suck or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was, I think his, the stuff that he had, but no, the stuff that he had wasn't flavor. It was like plain, whatever, I don't know. It didn't smell like nothing. But we're done, Philly Shine, for the night. Shout out to my girl Melissa still listening in. Philly, suck it. Girls, like, oh my goodness, y'all show everybody so much love. Everybody, please check out PhillyItGirls.com. I would like to say, y'all have been my favorite guest of the year. Like, this has been my favorite show. I like how humble and concise you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys have definitely brightened up my day. But give your final shout out before we go. We lost Key West, but big ups to him. Big ups to my boy Cam Links, Amy, Cash Cannon, Melissa who called in. Shout out to the
fight.
We
are about to fight.
Inferno. Why?
Because don't call me after you call out Melissa and the rest of them.
Wait, but why are we going to fight? We got Key West fit. Why are we going to fight, Reno?
Don't be shouting me out after Melissa.
Fuck you, Reno. I have to shout you out at all.
You didn't.
We gon' fight. You know what? But much love, Reno. You is the hardest working man in the internet. I'ma get you a little more.
Melissa, you bet.
Melissa's on the line. I'ma get Reno a fucking award. It's gonna be a coffee cup.
Reno get Facebook tagger of the year. I be thinking I'm getting love. I be like, oh man, 32 notifications. They all be Reno tagging me. I be like, that's what's up though. That's my man right there.
Reno go hard. We go get him a bronze. It's like, no, we ain't gonna get you no bronze shit.
I'm gonna
get you a bottle.
A platinum bottle.
No, I'm gonna get you a green award. That's
hey, Melissa.
Oh,
you
yeah,
like
I'll take
girl.
That. I'll take
yeah,
that.
I get you a big old green award. Because, you know, when you're inside, you need that too, right? Yeah, I'm going to see, that's so fitting. Green award of the year.
A big old hater shirt.
A what?
A hater shirt, because he's hating on me because you said my name before his.
Yeah, you damn. No, that's not hating. That's respect,
yeah.
Goddammit.
He's
not right. So what am I, like,
no.
Nothing?
Yo, can I get this down? Because I hear this all the time, Reno.
What?
You hear it? Wait, hold on. I'm going to do it again. You hear this? Like when you pop a cork off a bottle of liquor?
Oh, yeah.
I need that sound effect because I do that all the time. I'm like the biggest drunk in the world. I'm about to go take this drink for my son. I'm going to wake his ass up. We're going to watch movies and shit. It's his birthday.
Are you going to let him drink?
No, I'm not going to let him drink.
Wow.
I said, I'm going to take this drink for my son. People be like, Mom, you real fun right now. I'm like, yeah, baby. You know what it is.
How old is he?
12.
Are you old enough to go to the go-go?
I've been fucking for 13 years.
Oh,
hey, Melissa. Did you come in Saturday?
Yeah, I was trying to ask you about Saturday, but
Key West has a message for you, Melissa, before we go out. Wait a minute, can we let the Philly It Girls do their final shout out?
We love the Philly It Girls.
We love them.
Shout out to my girlfriend, Mimi.
West, Reno. To Gilly, Double D, of course, Toxic. Philly, period, for showing us so much love. We the new kids on the block and everything. And also, shout out to Mont Brown. I see you with Don Gia. Y'all ain't checked that out.
I saw it. What a year. We actually got the rumor.
Check it out on PhillyItGirls.com. We run the story first.
definitely. But you know what? Like, I'm going to attest to this, and I say that. It's so true. If you are in the core a good person, it ain't nothing that you can't do. Because once you go to meet a person, they're going to be like, oh, you do this, you're a great person, you go, let's do this. And you're going to continue to grow. You know what I mean? I would say myself, like 2 years ago, nobody even knew who I was. But as I kept going, like I've been able to meet and work with so many amazing people. And I think great things or even better is going to come for you two ladies because it's two of you guys working together. But y'all definitely are very inspiring. Like I said, this is like one of the funnest shows, and you're the new kids on the block, but you're buzzing. I love it.
Thank you.
Not to mention that Mimi is my girlfriend.
Yeah, and not to mention that you have a man now. You know what I'm saying? I was telling him about you, so I don't know if Reno's been stalking you guys since I told
Reno
him about y'all a couple weeks ago.
Why
well,
I got stalking
oh,
my girl?
Reno,
your boyfriend. I'm going to introduce y'all. I'm about to introduce y'all together on a tag.
Reno's a
man. I'm gonna tag you both on the Facebook message right now. So
you already know she my girl. Like, don't be fronting because we on the phone, boo. You already know how we do, boo. All
right, now Keywatch has
you
a special message playing. For Melissa. Keywatch
what?
Has a special message for Melissa. Go ahead,
y'all coming Saturday, Melissa.
Yes, I'm coming Saturday, sweetheart.
Mm. My girl, what she?
Yes. Yes, I'll bring her with me. We getting it for free. If we ain't getting it for free, we ain't coming. Psych.
That's
psych,
what he said.
You know what?
Are we getting it for
free? I'm going to let y'all in for free, but now I'm going to hit y'all on the head with, at the door. Like, psych, no, I'm joking. No, I got y'all.
Wait, no, we coming. Wait, it's this Saturday, right?
Yeah, it's this Saturday. The white party.
What time?
If you don't wear white, you ain't getting in.
What time?
It start at 8. Like, everybody is on the line. Try to get there at 9 if you can. I know everybody likes to get some parties later on Saturday. But we're going to have live music from 9 to 11. Then they're going to the party. But we definitely want to show the artists some love that's going to be coming out. You know what I mean? We got some hot people. We got Honest Fire.
Yeah, I'm going to sing this time. Right.
Who we got? We got Honest Fire. We got Loose and PT. We got KM Link, Young Man, Young Rel, T-West, Timmy Blanco. We got Vixen, MC Sky. Yeah, I mean, if all they got to do is tell me. I'll just write their name down on the list just in case I ain't at the door. I told you, everybody on this line is free.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up.
That's why we love you, T-West. Like, you the mom.
Who that, Melissa?
You was drunk as shit on Sunday with Peter Brown.
I was trying to get y'all to stay, but y'all left because the big mouth John was arguing with me.
Who, Meek? Meek from 46th Street?
You know what?
I was trying not to say her name.
It's cool.
You go.
Yeah, it is.
Y'all know I'm outspoken.
No, she was cool after I told her what I was going to do to her. Then she was like, Key West, you funny. y'all like that.
You know what? Fuck you, Key West.
Y'all like that.
You're saying names. Well, I ain't going to say names, but you know what I mean? I find it real hypocritical when a person tries to calm you the fuck down when you argue with a person. Then, like, turn right back around,
listen,
and they argue
with a person.
And then you, like, calm the fuck down, and they not listening and shit.
No, but listen.
No, that's some hypocritical bullshit. Don't do that shit to me again.
I'm Big Papa. I do what I want. It's like, no.
I
ain't want y'all arguing because both of y'all near and dear to my heart. That's why
it don't matter. She's a girl.
No, but I told her I was going Wesley Piper, and then for the rest of the night, she's all smiles.
I know, right?
That's all. She just wanted my attention. I know what it be. I think if a man,
I like how you argue with her, but I think if a certain man gets mad at a girl where they are just like,
I forgot, they got mad at too.
Bitch. Like, I think that's just a bitch mentality. If you can't be, I guess you could say calm, more of like the leader, you gotta say smart things and get smart. I think that's a bitch, but... Philly Shine's over now. We had fun. Shout out to affiliate girls. I had a storm. Reno.
Melissa.
Reno is corny. Reno is corny. Don't shout out him. He is corny.
Reno is the shit. Listen, Melissa. All right, I'll let you do it.
Reno don't show no
Melissa. No, yes, he does. Melissa. Do that on your own.
Don't lie to me no more. He makes me feel like I am a piece of nothing.
He was already, listen, you missed it, because he was like, is that my Melissa? He called you my Melissa, so calm down.
Oh, that was Reno that said that?
No,
No, don't hop on the sex now.
You just had to play me.
I thought
that was Reno. Oh, my goodness.
I'm your host.
I aspire. Big up to everybody. This is the party line. You see, let me fuck off this shit. We had fun. Shout out to Cash Kid. I'm going to hit her ass up, too. But,
215-825-555.
Who number is that?
That's the party line. I love the old party line.
How the fuck did she get on the number?
She's still calling that, John.
Yo,
825-555.
What is the number? That's your best friend trying to be no money.
I think it's 825-555.
I was about to go into overtime on the party line. Hold up. I'm about to make a profile. Remember how to do
this. Oh, yeah. When y'all see my outfit for Saturday, sheesh, I'm going to be fly.
I'm wearing all yellow.
Who wearing yellow?
That's
close to white.
Is not in service. If you feel you have reached this recording error, please check
the
number and try your call again. Thank you.
Wait, hold on. Who said they wearing yellow on Saturday?
Melissa.
Are you drawing? You better drop the phone. All right,
so. All right, we can't have fun on the party line, but it's okay. I got some business to take care of anyway, and I'm about to have some fun with my little junior. It's his birthday. I'm hanging it up now. Y'all, look at y'all. Y'all being recorded.
That is nice.